The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, this is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, his coaching staff, and the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Walgreens.
Taking care of business in the season opener at Soldier Field, the Bears ripped up the Indianapolis Colts 41-21 and quickly switching gears and preparing for a short week and the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. This is Bears Insider, featuring head coach Lovie Smith and joined tonight by Bears offensive coordinator Mike Tice.
Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith continues. Now, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Here's the throw, right side up in the air and taking it away again. Tim Jennings running to the middle of the field at the 25-yard line and brought down two pickoffs today for Tim Jennings and one in the end zone that he knocked into the hands of Chris Conte. Personally responsible for three of the Bears' five takeaways today. Tim Jennings, way to go. Fade to black, baby.
That ends it. Good to be with you on a victory Monday at Hallis Hall. An impressive offensive display coupled with those five takeaways on defense and special teams, including a pair of picks by Mr. Jennings. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into Bears Insider featuring head coach Lovie Smith from Hallis Hall with you until 8 o'clock tonight. And coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by offensive coordinator Mike Tice. Good evening, coach. How you doing tonight?
Doing great.
I've said this all day in my sportscast. It's a distant memory already. Colts, that's unfortunate after you win the game like that and it was such a good time, but it's on to Packers. I mean, we're going to break down some of the Colts, but it's on to Packers.
Yeah, we've known the schedule. We knew it would be a quick turnaround, and we celebrated for a while yesterday, and today, Green Bay.
All right, let's start with Jennings, though, because this is something you've been talking about really the entire offseason. We touched on it yesterday with you in a couple of interviews. But explain to everybody what the transformation has been like in terms of his ball skills. We've seen everything else. He's a very accurate tackler. I don't know if that's the right word to use, accurate, but he's a determined tackler in the run game. Feisty guy, pesky, gets his hands on balls, but hasn't always brought him in. So what have you seen, and what did you ask him to do to get better for 2012?
I think after you finish up a season and you don't like some of the things you did that year, you have to identify the areas that you need to improve on. We did that with Tim. Tim, of course, was on board with it, and he thought he needed more work catching the football. Every day before practice, you see him on the jugs. And then just putting, you know, there has to be an emphasis on it as you go to practice every day, knowing what you need to work on, and he's done that. He has. We've talked about him throughout the offseason because of the things he's done. He intercepted the ball a lot in off-season workouts, and it's supposed to carry over through the game.
All right, he's 5'8 or so, and on that first pick when he went high up in the air, 40-inch vertical jump coming out of college. I had that in my notes. And he looked like he went like 45 yesterday. But the key to that play, if you can explain it, in terms of the technique that you teach for the cornerbacks to always keep your eyes on the quarterback, really made that play more than anything. They tried a double move on him, and heck, maybe if Luck would have thrown it further, maybe Donnie Avery, who's got a pretty good 40 time himself, could catch up to the ball. But, you know, the ability to stay with their eyes on the quarterback and not really lose sight of the defender at the same time made that play maybe more than anything.
Yeah, in order to intercept the ball, Jeff, is pretty simple. You have to see the ball, and as soon as you get your sights on the ball, when it comes out of quarterback's hand, better chance you have to intercept the ball. You mentioned Tim's size earlier. As he'll tell you, he's been that size all of his life, playing against taller receivers, no issue at all. We do ask our corners to be a complete corner, and I'm talking about you need to catch the ball, make interception, but also be willing to play the run and tackle. And he's an excellent tackler also.
Which play did you like better from a coaching point of view, that one or the one he poked away from Reggie Wayne in the end zone that Chris Conte intercepted?
I think both of them, you know, the same results. You know, both of them led to takeaways for us, get the ball back for our offense. But, both were great plays.
Henry Melton, two sacks, second straight home opener. He did it last year against Matt Ryan and the Falcons and did it again yesterday.
Same thing. I mean, we talk a lot about what Henry can be and what he's going to be. Last year he came on the scene, but we have big expectations for him, and he's capable of doing it. But he was disruptive, not just with the sack and some of the tackles for losses, but just played hard throughout the game.
The offense scored on 7 different possessions. We'll get into that with Mike Tice. I wanted to hit defense up first because that was still a major part of the victory yesterday. We'll touch on the injuries as well. Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. You can tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered by myself or Tom Thayil during the Bears Game Night Live broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card. So use the hashtag BearsToyota.
Now, more of the Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Jay play fakes. Everything's picked up very nicely. Jay arches back, going for Jeffrey over the shoulder. Touchdown, Bears! What a beauty! Alshon Jeffrey's first NFL touchdown catch.
Oh, yeah, that was just absolutely. You never get tired, Greg Miller, as I'm looking at Greg Miller, Bears Director of Broadcasting, our very capable producer here tonight. You just can't get enough of Jay Cutler driving back, Lovey with superior protection, nice clean pocket, and just basically saying, all right, I'm going to rear back and let it rip as far as I can. I'm going to throw a perfect spiral, tight as can be. It's going to drop out of the sky into my rookie receiver's hands, who, by the way, the scouting reports always said separates with his size, not his speed. Now, let me remind everybody that Vontae Davis and Antoine Bethea both ran better 40 times coming out of college. Bethea at 4.3, and I believe that Alshon Jeffrey was running away from both of those cats. So, touchdown, Bears. And that, my friends, is our play of the week. And it's, as always, it is brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. Back on Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith. Joined in our next segment by offensive coordinator Mike Tice, who designed that spectacular play to Alshon Jeffrey and the six-pointer in the Bears' 41-21 win over the Indianapolis Colts. Jeffrey played a lot yesterday, and we'll talk more about it with Coach Tice, Lovie, but good to see the two big guys outside the numbers, sometimes paired to the left side on the three-receiver set. There's just so many things you could do with that versatility with that size and speed.
Yes, there's a lot you can do with that type size. You know, most corners are under 6 feet, so we have a good matchup most of the time. I thought Mike and the rest of the offensive staff did a great job of, putting our playmakers in position. We have a great quarterback. That's understood. And he can make all of the throws that you want an elite franchise-type quarterback to make, and the receivers came through, though.
All right, injury-wise, how'd you come out, and what's the status?
Came out okay for first game. You know, Charles Tillman has a lower leg injury. We're hoping we have a quick turnaround, of course, this week, and tomorrow we'll be back out on the practice field. But Charles Tillman, didn't finish the game, so there's a little concern, but hopefully he'll be okay. And besides that, we were in pretty good shape with our injuries from the football game. Brian Urlacher, everyone, of course, wants to know how, but he came through the game fine, so no issues there. And Kyle Adams and Jamarcus Webb were a little banged up, but they should be okay also.
All right, you've already touched on it, but that scenario where Brian had the conversation with you on the sidelines, it's not a conversation he enjoys, but he gets it, and it was the right decision.
It was the right decision, and as far as the conversation, it's not like it was a big deal at all. Brian sees the big picture. No player wants to come out of a football game. I mean, guys were having a lot of fun out there, and they wanted to stay out there. But believe me, there'll be another opportunity to have fun this same week.
How do you look?
Look good. You know, like most of our team. Our team played hard. They all made plays. We fought through a little adversity. You know, when you get behind at home right away, but came back strong. You always, though, no matter how you start, you like to start fast and all that, but it's about the finish, and we finished strong.
Special teams, also a takeaway. You one of those a game or two. Those are bonuses. That's gravy, and JT Thomas hit a rookie, you know, and sometimes you look at rookie quarterbacks, you want to make them look like rookies. Return game, you want to do the same thing. It's not a given. Rookie returners, I don't believe coaches love rookie returners because that ball security is number one, obviously.
That ball security is number one, and it wasn't a turnover. JT came down, stripped the ball out of there. Just with our special teams. We won, of course, a lot of games with our special teams around here. But we asked the guys going in every game, a big return or, of course, a takeaway. And normally, you know, we're going to win when we do those things.
Calvin Hayden, the recovery. And you've mentioned him many times as being a third caliber starting corner in this league, and certainly he has plenty of starts under his belt, but the ability to just slide him in there and go to work in a system he's very used to after all those years in Indianapolis is a huge plus and shows the roster versatility you have when something like that happens to a player with Tillman going down.
Yeah, it's a long year. You need at least three starting type corners, and we do have that with Kelvin Hayden. As you mentioned, he's started a lot of football games. He's been good since he's been here. You know, coming in, he's played some nickel back also. He can play left or right corner. Have a lot of options with him. He's a tackle also. He had a couple of big hits yesterday.
Safety play. Major Wright and Chris Conte, and I know that there's a stat out there that now in the seven games they've started, the defense has 11 takeaways and a quarterback rating, defensive quarterback rating, with like 65-something. So it's not just those two guys, but that stability you seek on the back end is seemingly starting to flourish a little bit if they stay together.
Yes, they both played well. You know, Conte coming off the injury, that interception was big. Well, he was in position other times. Both of our safeties, Major Wright, also play well.
Bears Insider continues with head coach Lovie Smith. Joined this week by offensive coordinator Mike Tice. Bears Insider on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
From center out of the eye, here's the takeaway. Jay Cutler giving left. Matt Forte with a nice block by Evan Rodriguez. Away in midfield to the 40 of the Colts. To the 35, to the 34. Big run, huge block. Evan Rodriguez clearing space.
And there were others as well. I think Alshon Jeffrey was in the viewfinder as well on that. Matt Forte, 32-yard run, 50 yards in the first quarter on his way to a 120-yard total offensive from scrimmage day and passing Gale Sayers, believe it or not, for fourth on the all-time list in yards from scrimmage. That got Lovie Smith's attention. Welcome back into Bears Insider. When you think about that, and he did it in seven fewer games than Gale Sayers. Go ahead. You can speak about it.
It's, you're right.
That's unbelievable. You're talking about a Hall of Famer.
That's a stat to talk about for sure.
120. And, you know, obviously the pass catching aspect of Matt Forte is huge. Joined now by offensive coordinator Mike Tice. Good evening.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? The maiden voyage as offensive coordinator. Look at that. 41 points and 400 and some yards of total offense. Congratulations, first of all. And I know people are making I know it was written too, you know, your first time as an offensive coordinator, but I just kind of look at that and say, what are you talking about? You ran the Minnesota Vikings. You know what offense is. You've called plays, I'm sure. This is not like a big departure from your past, but it must feel good, though, to come out that way and put up that kind of production.
Yep. I'm happy for the coaches and the players, especially the coaches, the guys that I spend most of my time with, because they did a great job of putting together a great plan, giving me plenty of ammunition to use on game day, and then of course the players, because they go out and make the plays. They made plenty of plays in the game yesterday, and I'm happy for them also, and it's a good start for us, but we have a lot of work to do because we left a lot out there on the field.
No doubt. Let's talk about that highlight, because that run, and maybe in many ways, got everything going. I know there was a third down completion to Brandon Marshall when Jay scrambled, and that kind of set the offense back in motion in the right direction. But Matt getting those 50 yards in that first quarter, was that a big impact point in the game for you in terms of getting the offense back in a rhythm?
Well, we didn't have any rhythm early. We were backed up twice down there. We missed a couple things. We jumped off sides. We missed, you know, a couple opportunities in the passing game. So we were kind of sputtering around a little bit, but the guys were very poised and did a nice job of staying the course. And, you know, we stayed to our script. We didn't wander off our script. And the guys went out and executed. And, yes, Matt got us going with that big run. There were a lot of great blocks on that. Chris yeah. Spencer had a nice cut block. Lance Lewis knocked down two guys. Wide receivers did a great job of sticking and staying on their guys. And, of course, Matt, you know, it was explosive and made a big run for us.
I've said the entire time I've seen him here in training camp and into this regular season that he looked different running explosion. He looked like a Colt, ironically enough, against. He looked like he was just moving in an emotion that nobody else really could even define. And he was that way when he hit the gas. When he had the room and he had the space, poof, gone. And do you think he's fat? I mean, he just looks different.
Well, he's confident. He's confident in his abilities. I think he likes what we're doing. I think he feels good about what we're doing offensively. So when players can play with that type of confidence and they feel good about the things they're being asked to do, they go out and they look poof, faster, whatever
poof, that you're gone. Was. Yeah. Poof, you're gone. Poof. So 48 on his back instead of 88. Now he's a fullback, right? Evan Rodriguez. But talk about his blocking yesterday.
Well, we were happy with the start that Evan had. He's going to be a versatile play for us, play in the backfield and move around some. We're very happy that he's accepted that role. He really didn't have any choice. Accepted that role for us, and he went out yesterday and had some nice blocks. He had a big block on the touchdown, the one to Alshon late in the game, and he had some nice blocks in the run game. He had an excellent block on that run, a nice cut block on that run of Matt Forte's.
All right, so the first 12 plays, I have to ask you, though, how do you keep your composure when things are right out of the gate, your home opener, season opener, and the first 12 plays do not go very well?
Well, you know, we were backed up there twice. We were a little geeked. I figured they would be. They wanted to come out of the box, you know, swinging. Things didn't go our way. We missed some things. We missed a big run on the offsides. They had nickel defense in, and that should have been a big run for us right there. Get us out of that hole. So we had a good script. We had a lot of plays that we felt good about, and we just wanted to, you know, stay the course and not make too big a deal out of it.
The swing.
It's a long
exactly.
game.
Exactly. And you're going to have whether it comes to the beginning, middle, or end, you're going to have some adversity on the offensive side of the ball. You're going to have it in every game. So how you get out of it is how you really grade how you play the game. But that play to Matt, the swing pass that was a pick six. If the trajectory's right, it's a potential touchdown. He's got a safety to beat.
Yeah, it was a good decision, I thought, by Jay to go to Matt on that. We just didn't execute it as well as we've executed in practice. And so, you know, you live and learn from that, and Jay will live and learn from that, and we'll just certainly not a play we're going to be afraid to call. So, you know, we'll get better at that.
This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith and offensive coordinator Mike Tice. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
First and goal at the 3, Bennett and Jeffrey to the left. Snap, Jay looking right, open, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! And the first touchdown for Brandon Marshall. Bears have the lead.
And it is the first of Brandon Marshall, a 9 reception day. Targeted many times as the Bears knock out the Colts 41-21 and now set their sights on the Green Bay Packers. Welcome into Bears Insider on this Monday night with you until 8 o'clock. A few more minutes with offensive coordinator Mike Tice. So pleased you've joined us tonight after the Bears start the season in a positive way. And let's talk about Brandon Marshall. Exactly what is he bringing to you that dictates matchups, mismatches, and so forth that you can use to your disposal?
Well, he's an excellent player, very good practice player, too. He works extremely hard in practice. He works at his trade every single day. He picks up and elevates the performance of the players around him. And he can go out there and make all the catches and run all the different routes, and including going deep. So we're real excited to have him and real excited to utilize it.
Indy wants to play more man with Pagano and that Baltimore system. They did a lot of that yesterday. Are you seeing anything after this first game, unique maybe, when they deal with Brandon Marshall that will open up the door to somebody else?
Well, you know, from my experience with Randy Moss, teams are going to have to make a decision. You know, who are they going to, you know, allow us to beat them with? And we'll just have to be flexible and take advantage of whatever they give us. And we have lots of weapons. Of course, Brandon is one of our key weapons, but we also have other guys that can go out there and do the thing and make plays for us too.
For example, what did that catch by Alshon Jeffrey do for coordinators getting ready for the Bears?
Well,
that's an eye opener now.
You know, I just believe that, like I said, they have to choose their poison, and which guys are going to they try to take out of the game. It's like pass protection. If a guy, you have a couple beasts on the other side, you can help a guy or two, but you can't help everybody. And so, if you have a number of guys in the defensive front that you have to account for because there's special players, you're in a little bit of hurt because you can't help everybody. Well, it's the same way on defense, I fathom, that if we have some playmakers, they can probably choose to eliminate or try to eliminate one or maybe two of them, but they can't eliminate six.
No, they can't. Watch Bears Game Night Live. I like the man's math. Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota Sundays at 10:35.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
On Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network with Mike Tyson, head coach Lovie Smith. O-line, let's talk about him, because there were major chunks of the game where Jay Cutler had a nice, clean pocket and plenty of time. I know, calling the game, many times I said, He's got time. And in NFL context, you know, time is mere seconds, but it felt like a lot of time for Jay Cutler.
I thought protection was very good. I thought it was the best part of the offensive line's game. We had some moments where we were edgy, and we had some moments where guys were lunging, trying to knock guys out, and you can't always try for the big hit. But they played physical in the pocket. They knocked some guys around. They helped each other. They understood the schemes. Very, very few, if any, mental errors in protection. I think our mental errors came in the run game. So I was very pleased with the start. And, you know, offensive lines, when they play together, they start to gel. And this group has played together the entire preseason, and they're starting to know each other and know who's going to be here to help me on this particular look. And so that's good. That's good for the Bears.
In the run game. Well, first down. First down is a number you're not going to like, and I'm sure you already know it, but I think on 16 first down runs, average gain was like 1.9. So clearly an area of improvement for the next step, right?
Yeah, we had a couple things we didn't obtain in our goal board. Run efficiency was one of them. It was not at the level that we expect it to be at. So it does, like I said, we have some things we left out there. We have some things we have to get better at. There are reasons for all of the lapses in the run game, and sometimes the run takes a little bit longer to get going. You have guys working combinations, and this one leaves a little bit too soon. This one doesn't leave soon enough. We continue to call the runs. We don't have a lot of different runs, so we continue to call them, and we'll work all those things out, I believe, as we move forward.
Here's the beauty, though. 34 red zone points. You were 6 for 6, 4 touchdowns, 2 field goals, and that's the kind of production. You know, the first part of the equation is you got to get there. The second part of the equation, get in there. And that's about as good as you can get right there. You happy with that?
Well, we spent a lot of time, as Coach would tell you, in the red zone, working in practice through OTAs, mini camp, training camp. We spent a very good portion of our time in practice in the red zone. I was very pleased with the low red zone production. I think we were 100% in the low red zone production, scoring touchdowns. I think that's very important when you get down in that low red zone.
What do you mean by low red zone?
Well,
for those who don't know.
Inside the five.
Okay.
Inside the five. So you get down there inside the five, no matter what it takes, you got to score a touchdown. You don't want to come away with field goals. It's a little bit demoralizing when you get down there that low and come away with a field goal.
Lovey, and the other big thing is, I believe after every time they scored a touchdown, you guys answered. And
yeah.
Answering is, you know, that's the mark of a winner.
It really is. And we did do that. When you're on like that offensively, you just want to get on the ball back as soon as you possibly can. And why those takeaways are so important. But, yes, we answered every time.
All right. Now, Mike, you talk about explosion plays. Your math's a little different than the league's math. They chart 20-yard-plus plays. You like them 16-plus.
12 for run, 16 for pass.
And that's
stat I've used for decades and a half.
And why do you choose to use that versus 20, say, for example? Nice, clean, round number.
Quickly,
nothing wrong with 20.
Quickly, in long history, it was a number that Bud Grant used with the statistics professor that he hired, who happens to be working for Green Bay now. And that's a number that I used when I worked for Coach Green and Brian Billick, and it's a number I continue to use.
Is there a number that equates to victory, then, in terms of X number of 16 or 12 yards?
Well, I know this. There were only eight teams in the league last year that averaged, five teams in the league that averaged eight explosive gains. So we want to be in that category.
And you had how many yesterday?
In my math?
Yes.
13.
Tice math. So that's an A++.
Explosive, yes.
A++.
You win a lot of games doing that.
41-21 yesterday.
Score a lot of points.
And that's what it's all about. Do you have any... You know, in this league now, a quarterback throwing 4K, and in some cases with Matthew Stafford going 5K, is that a number you care about, passing yardage?
What's that?
4,000-yard passer. None of that matters.
I just want to win.
It doesn't matter.
We'll get the yards however we have to get them.
I'm not a big yards guy.
I was shooting
either.
For 500. I was a little disappointed last night at dinner. No,
you can't possibly be that disappointed after that. No way.
I watched the tape. You didn't. I'm disappointed in some things. There's some easy things we left out. I'm happy that we have some room for improvement. We have a short week. We have some work to get done, and we have guys that come to work every day and try to work their trade, try to get better at something each day. That's what we've been telling the guys. Let's get better at something each day.
Also, in terms of drives, do you care how long it takes to get to where you want to go?
Well, sometimes, we talked a couple times yesterday. No, I really don't. But yesterday, the defense, a couple drives were on the field a little bit longer. I wanted to try to run it, and of course, of the times I tried to run it, we got stuffed, so they didn't get much of a rest. So, sometimes you have to be aware of how long the defense is out there, let them catch a breath. So you don't want to score as quickly, but at the end of the day, you want to score.
Absolutely. That's what you want.
Score as soon as you possibly can, as often as you possibly can, and don't think about anything
else. Well, I'm full of nuggets, right? If nothing else, I'm full of nuggets. I got your nugget. Eight 80-yard drives last season. That's it. 3 yesterday. So I don't know if it means much, but in terms of making a defense stay on the field for a long time, at least on 3 of those drives, you definitely did that. All right, let's take a look at the Green Bay Packers. 3-4 versus their 3-4 yesterday. What do they do differently? Now they got Clay Matthews rushing off your left tackle instead of your right tackle. How much of a difference does that make, if any, and how are you looking at the Green Bay Packers defense?
Well, just like they know us, we know them. So scheme-wise, it's going to be what they are. They have excellent coaches. They run great schemes. Athletically, it's different, and that's what it's all about. It's about the matchups athletically. Much quicker on the outside edge. Definitely explosive. And when they blitz, it's explosive-type blitzes where they penetrate across the line of scrimmage very quickly. I think we match up well against them, and I'm sure they think they match up well against us, and we're excited for the opportunity to go into Green Bay on Thursday.
What's your impression of Woodson at safety?
Well, he's a great player. He's had a great career. He could probably play all the positions if he wants, including linebacker.
Still, is he their best blitzer? Still?
He is their key guy, but they have other guys that they're blitzing also.
Anybody that...
I don't want to say, because then they know I know. I don't want them to know I know. Come on, Jeff.
They know you know. You're watching tape. Yeah. All right, I'll let you go. Appreciate the time. Right. Always a pleasure. Congratulations on the maiden voyage yesterday. And the Bears win over the Colts 41-21. Back with our final comments from head coach Lovie Smith after this break on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
The Bears Insider continues exclusively on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you get different looks every game. I mean, every team is different. You know, some teams they're passing the ball the whole time, so you have an opportunity to make plays, and then sometimes you're fighting through double teams the whole game. So, I mean, it's totally different, but there's really no excuses. He's dropping back. You got to get back there.
That's Henry Melton. 2 sacks of Andrew Luck yesterday, and the Bears win over the Indianapolis Colts. Welcome back into Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith with you until 8 o'clock tonight as we break down the Colts game and look ahead to the Green Bay Packers. And what Henry was referring to there, he was asked if it was a fair description of his performance a year ago that he was inconsistent, that he would get a couple sacks here and then not heard from a few weeks. And he did say that that was a fair thing to say. But that's 2011, 2012, great start yesterday. This word I use is a word that Rod Marinelli uses often for every defensive player, particularly a defensive line. He just wants consistency.
Yes, we do. And you can say it about our team. Everybody's saying it about Henry. For our team, when you go 8-8, that's probably the case. Henry Melton had a good season last year, though. I mean, he made his mark to set himself up to have a better year this year. And that's the way you want to start it off. He's disruptive. He's a pass rusher. He's an inside guy with elite talent that can rush the pass, and those are hard to come by.
There could have been several different ways, I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you could have went with Henry when you brought him here. He was a college running back. He played special teams. He did kick returns. He you know, play defensive end, defensive tackle, but you chose to make him a three technique. It's the closest position to the quarterback. Is that primarily why you wanted to use that raw speed, quickness, and strength for that particular position? Because
yes,
you could have used him outside.
Yes, we needed a dominant player at that three technique, under tackle position, yes. But, and as we talked about Julius Peppers, you know, people talk a lot about Julius playing different positions on the football field. Same thing can be said about Henry. Henry, in that game line, he'll line up each game outside a few times and rush. He can, of course, could line up over the center, any of the inside two positions too. So we do have a lot of flexibility with what we can do for him, and he's a different matchup for, you know, a tackle, you know, because he has the speed to come off the edge also, along with the power.
You know, that's interesting. I just thought of this now with all your years and all the defensive players you've coached and the different defensive lines. Where does this one rank in terms of versatility to do just what you said and to have a superstar player, arguably the best defensive end in football, that can rush over a guard or center and just put the fear in them that this big man is coming at him? Have you had that kind of versatility at any point in your career, seriously, with anybody?
No, because there's no one like Julius Peppers. You start with that. I mean, he is as raw or as rare. He's raw also, you know, if you look at it, because it seemed like every day there's something else that you see that him do. So he is a rare breed of athlete that can do so many things. And if we wanted to, we really could drop him an awful lot, and he would be comfortable in space too.
Yeah, you said that today. You could put him at safety. And you weren't kidding around, were you?
No, yeah. Some of our pursuit drills, you should watch him and just see him run and the things that he can do. But since we have one player doing that, I mean, Rod Marinelli and Mike Ferrer do a great job of, you know, doing that with Julius, but also with Henry. Henry's not, no one is a Julius Peppers, but Henry does have, you know, rare ability too.
Why not put some of these guys on offense? I'm just kidding around.
Yeah, I know you're just kidding. Believe me, we have some rare athletes
over
there also.
You know, guys like Julius Bryan, who I always thought would be a pretty good pass catcher, who was the third? And, you know, and Henry. Henry would always politic for running the football, you know that. It'd be fun. You know, a different time and place, maybe. All right, let's talk about the Packers. Let's get serious now. Aaron Rodgers, simply, you know, the best or arguably one of the best. There's no debating that. He seems to do everything well. But what's the one thing out of all the things that that quarterback position controls in a game that you cannot let him do against you on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say one. There's a few things we can't let him do, things he does well. He does a great job, you know, before the snap of, you know, trying to read exactly what you're in, but he gets rid of the ball quickly. He's a mobile quarterback, too. He can, you know, he can buy time with his feet in the pocket. He's got a, you know, very good arm, but he gets rid of the ball quickly, you know, in a position where the receivers can catch it. He's an outstanding football player. We're going to have two outstanding quarterbacks on the field Thursday night. It's going to be a game to watch.
It will, and can't wait to see it. Bears and Packers at Lambeau Field here on Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Mike Tice joined us earlier. It was great to talk to him. Now, from your perspective in making that decision to name him offensive coordinator, came with a lot of thought on your part, but also just being around the man, and you know what he can bring to the table, and his use of the rest of the coaching staff is critical to this. How happy are you with this this decision, and pleased, and just for him?
Oh, well, happy. You know, Mike's one of the good guys out there. He's a hard worker. You know, we have the same philosophy as far as how we see the Chicago Bears playing offensive football. I was around him, you know, before I got a chance to see him in a different role, but he's done a great job of getting all of the guys involved, and that's what you want to do when you have playmakers. Everyone wants to be involved and really feel like they're contributing, and Mike and the rest of the offensive staff doing a great job with that.
Listen to the next Bears All Access Radio show brought to you by Sports Authority, Saturday, September 15th at 6 p.m. on WSCR 670 a.m., part of the Chicago Bears network of shows, and Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's, your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows at 7:54 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. You mentioned Rodgers, and, you know, when he – well, I'm sure you keep stats on this, or Rod does, about missed opportunities at putting a quarterback down in terms of getting a sack. Do you keep those numbers? And if that's been the case, there have been many times you almost had Aaron Rodgers, and then when he gets out of the pocket, he seems to be extremely dangerous, put a lot of pressure on the back seven to plaster your coverage and make sure that he doesn't make a big play. But are there, is he tough to bring down? He only had 13 sacks at home last season.
Yeah, he is, and we do keep track of. We have a close but no cigar tape where we barely miss a sack, but he is hard to get down for a couple reasons. I talked about him getting rid of the ball quickly, and that's why it's hard to sack him. But also, he does move around when you're an athlete, and that's the new breed of quarterback, you know, that is mobile in the pocket. Defensive ends are getting stronger, and we're talking about inside guys like Henry Melton with running back type skills. You need good athletes back at the quarterback position, too, that can move around with their feet, and he can do that.
All right, so what is your philosophy on the close but no cigar? What's the context of it? Like, what counts as close but no cigar? Is it the same as a takeaway, that if you get your hands on him, is that the close?
The same basic philosophy.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's kind of self-explanatory a little bit. You're close, but, you know, maybe get a hit on the quarterback or had him wrapped up and he got away from you. I mean, there's a lot of variables in it, but it's that.
How about takeaways yesterday? We miss any?
Oh, yeah, we missed some. It could have been one of those special days. It was a very good day yesterday,
yes,
but it could have been a special day.
Very good day. All right, how about some other guys that maybe we haven't touched on tonight? Let's start on the defensive side of the ball. We talked about the safety. We talked about Pep. We talked about Henry Melton. Brian, anybody else that sticks out in terms of performance?
I think the defense as a whole played pretty good. Everybody had their moments. You know, we talked earlier about the two safeties. Both of them, you know, stepped up. But it was just a solid effort throughout. It was good to get Stephen Pye back out there on the football field. We talked a lot about Conte coming back and Urlacher coming back off an injury. But to get Stephen out there, too. You know, Matt Tuina, all the guys across the board. Corey Wooten seems like, you know, when we play him, he has an opportunity. It seemed like he shows up with a sack and making a big play. And that was a big play by him yesterday.
Yeah, Cedric Benson now the starting running back in Green Bay. Last time you saw him, he was wearing a Bengal uniform and he had a big day. It seems to me that always the number one job, and it usually is, stop the run. And that's got to be the case against the Packers. The times that maybe they've had some big scores, because they haven't had, you know, they get a few touchdowns, but they're not like blowing up the scoreboard on you. It's when their running game goal kicks in.
Yeah, we have to make them a one-dimensional team. You know, it's like that with everyone, but times when they have beaten us, they've been able to get both of them going. And your question you asked earlier, too, I'm just going to mention Earl Bennett. Earl never gets the credit he deserves. He's just Mr. Reliable always. But we do have to stop their running game. And, you know, the turnover ratio, of course, would be big. You know, it's hard winning on the road. But, you know, we won up there before. We know how to win up there before and just can't wait to play.
And you look at the history of the Bears-Packers games, and you certainly don't like the one-loss record of late.
No, really don't. I mean, we've won one out of seven games up there. It's not good enough, but... we need to, you know, switch that momentum. We need to get it back. But it's just about one game. We haven't lost to them. This football team is not lost to them. And, you know, we plan on going up there and getting a win.
Anything you saw that they might be doing a little bit differently from that game yesterday against the 49ers? Or is this just the Packer football you've come to know?
I think they have a philosophy that they're going to stay with. They're not going to go far from it in all three phases. And we're the same. We both know each other well.
Yeah, you talk about all phases, and yesterday Randall Cobb, who's now, you know, he's got three touchdowns in his 16 NFL games, including yesterday with a 75-yard punt return, two punts, and one kickoff return. And his average punt return is the same as Devin Hester's career right now at 12.9. Certainly apples and oranges in terms of how many attempts, but he's a threat now.
He's a good football player. Also, nine catches. They use him on offense quite a bit, too.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lovey. Good luck.
Sure.
Short turnaround. They get ready for the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. Join Tom Thayer and myself, 7:30 kickoff from Lambeau Field. Pre-game begins Thursday at 4:30. Thanks again for everybody involved tonight. Our crew, Greg Miller, and producers Steve Grzanich and Andy Gersher. For Bears head coach Lovey Smith and offensive coordinator Mike Tice, I'm Jeff Joniak. Have a good night, everybody. We appreciate you joining us. This is WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago. Have a good night, everybody. The news is next.